Convention Center will be located inside a 13,500 square foot greenhouse at Nelson and Pade, a Montello company that specializes in commercial aquaponics, which combines fish farming with hydroponic agriculture. Co-owner Rebecca Nelson says the center will benefit both the company and the university.
The partnership that we have with UWSP has really allowed us as a company to grow the educational side of our offerings, and it's assisted UWSP in delving into a whole new area of agriculture that has such great growth potentials. We can grow more food in a given space with less resources and do it without the use of pesticides and herbicides.
Nelson says the Aquaponics Innovation Center could help bring different kinds of fish to the marketplace.
Most commonly, when you look at commercial aquaponics, people are raising tilapia, which is a warm water, very hardy, popular food fish. But here in Wisconsin, there's a lot of demand for looking at local species.
Species like walleye and sauger. And Nelson says the research could lead to better techniques for growing fish and vegetables together.
I think one of the most important areas of focus will really be on the microbiology and better understanding the beneficial bacteria that convert the fish waste into the nutrients that the plants use.
The Aquaponics Innovation Center will also train UW-Stevens Point students for work in a rapidly growing industry. The project is supported by a $677,500 state grant. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.